This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and South Korea have launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea in a show of force, matching a North Korean display a day earlier that extended a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Monday drills was aimed at demonstrating on abilities to respond swiftly and accurately to North Korean attacks. Its launches of 8 missiles on Sunday appeared to be a single-day record for North Korea and was its 18th round of missile tests this year. Experts say its weapons displays are a brinkmanship ploy to bring the U.S. back to their stalled diplomacy from a position of strength and to cement North Korea's status as a nuclear power. Russia took aim Sunday at Western military supplies through Ukraine, launching airstrikes on Kyiv, and that it claimed destroyed tanks donated from abroad, as the Russian President Vladimir Putin warned that any Western deliveries of longer-range rocket attacks or rocket systems would prompt Moscow to hit objects that we have not yet struck. The Russian leader's cryptic threat of military escalation did not specify what the new targets might be. It came days after the United States announced plans to deliver $700 million of security assistance for Ukraine that includes 4 precision-guided medium-range rocket systems, as well as helicopters, Javelin anti-tank systems, radars, tactical vehicles, and much more. The military analysts say that Russia hopes to overrun Ukraine's embattled eastern industrial Donbas region, where Russia-backed separatists have fought for Ukrainian government to since 2014, before the arrival of any U.S. weapons that might turn the tide. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gunmen opened fire on worshippers and detonated explosives at a Catholic church in southwestern Nigeria Sunday, leaving dozens feared dead, according to state lawmakers. The attackers targeted the St. Francis Catholic Church in Ondo State just as the worshippers gathered on for Pentecost Sunday. Among the dead were many children. The presiding priest was abducted as well. A massive fire at a container depot near a port city in southeastern Bangladesh has killed at least 49 people now, including 9 firefighters, and injured more than 100 others. Firefighters on Sunday struggled as the blaze continued into the second night. The inferno at the BM Inland Container Depot, a Dutch-Bangladesh joint venture, broke out around midnight Saturday following explosions in a container full of chemicals. The cause of that fire could not be immediately determined. The depot is located near the country's main seaport, 134 miles southeast of the capital, Dhaka. The area's civil surgeon says that the death toll could still rise. Explosives experts from Bangladesh military have been called to assist with the firefighting. Authorities say the gunfire killed 3 people and wounded at least 11 others in a popular Philadelphia entertainment district. Officers patrolling the South Street area heard multiple shots and found several people with gunshot wounds lying on the sidewalk and in the street. One officer saw someone shooting into a crowd and fired. Police believe that man was struck before he dropped his gun and fled. The commissioner, Daniel Outlaw, said a 34-year-old man, a 27-year-old woman, and a 22-year-old man died, 2 of them, and many other shooting victims who range from 17 to 69 are believed to have been innocent bystanders. Voters in the Central Asian nation of Kazakhstan have cast ballots on proposed changes to the constitution. The measure in Sunday's referendum were widely seen as an attempt to repudiate the legacy of former strongman who led the ex-Soviet Republic for 3 decades. The president, Kasym Jomart Tokayev, said that he called the referendum to help steer a new course. Tokayev was chosen as president in January by Kazakhstan's governing party. After violent demonstrations left more than 230 people dead, protests were sparked by a steep rise in fuel prices, but they exposed wide public discontent with a stagnant economy and the government. Recapping our top story, the U.S. and South Korea launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea in a show of force, matching a North Korean display a day earlier. There's more at voanews.com. Fire remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.